take a drive through South Dakota's Black Hills, and you're likely to see antelope, deer, the occasional coyote, and of course, American bison. But if you could step back in time, say 26,000 years or so, you'd see other wildlife roaming the area. Giant short-faced bear, camels, and mammoths, an ancient relative of today's elephants. Apparently, Hot Springs was a favorite spot for mammoths who came to a local waterhole for refreshment. Unfortunately, the spring-fed pond they drank from was also a sinkhole. Once in the water, the massive creatures were unable to get back out and died there. When the remains were first discovered in 1974 during a construction project, the location quickly became a significant spot for paleontological research. Over the past 30 years, says principal investigator Dr. Larry Agenbrod, the Mammoth site has developed into the world's largest mammoth research facility.
We have other localities where we might have accumulations of mammoth bones, but usually they're in a meander bend in a river that's been accumulating bones like driftwood logs for maybe even centuries. This is a walk-in trap. They had to come in here intentionally and found out they couldn't get out. We've got the highest concentration of Colombian mammoths anywhere, and I think this is absolutely unique worldwide.
And here, this is a very hard layer.
That uniqueness draws volunteers here each summer as part of the Earthwatch Institute's cooperation with scientific sites around the world.
So I'm removing all this dirt, all the sand.
Earthwatch representative Yoka Heisek says the project gives the average person a chance to be a part of science.
The good thing is that everyone can sign up for this project. You don't need to be an archaeologist to work here, for instance, at the Mammoth Site. You're just not a visitor or you watch certain things, but you're part of it. And you really can make a difference by helping scientists collect data they use for their research.
One of those people who really made a difference was Pennsylvania resident Ruth Clemmer. She struck pay dirt on her first day.
I actually found a fragment there that no one had anticipated because they haven't found any in that area at all. And I was the first one to find one there on the first day when we're practicing. So that was pretty exciting.
Not bad for a retiree on her first visit to the bone bed. Another first-time volunteer to the dig site is Julie Patelic from Australia. Last year, she visited an archaeological site on Easter Island, but she says looking for 26,000-year-old mammoth bones is different.
I found it the first week. I did have to be really patient because I wasn't finding a lot where I was digging, but all good things come to those who wait, and I've finally found my first bone this morning. So I'm just uncovering that one now. Yeah, so that's exciting.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Sorry we took you away from that.
I'll get back to it.
Looking at this right-hand side of the part that's showing, trying to find the other half of the jaw.
Beatrice Lamb first volunteered at the Mammoth site in 1989 and has come back every summer since.
I've been very lucky in finding the important bones. The tusk is my favorite thrill. It's a special thrill. And so far I've found two tusks.
Two tusks?
Yeah.
But whether they find a tusk, a small bone, or just help remove 26,000 years of dirt, Dr. Agenbrod says every volunteer's efforts are important.
It also has side benefits for the people who come. Some of them have actually changed their life progression. I had one woman that was a dental technician. She liked this so much she went back to school and became a scientist in archaeology. And was very sad when a major institution hired her away from here and she couldn't come back anymore.
Larry Agenbrod sees that process as part of what he calls the Pass It On Club. Just as the Mammoth site has passed on his interest in science to others, Dr. Agenbrod hopes that volunteers at the dig will, in turn, pass on their interest to the world. I'm Jim Kent at the Mammoth site in Hot Springs, South Dakota.
And it's true.